8D. Listening Skills. Exercise 2, page 122. Recording 1.
E-learning platforms are becoming more and more popular in the UK, with a number of universities and even some secondary schools offering an online learning environment for their students. Here, students can download audio files and notes from classes, or perhaps even find out the mark they got in an exam. It's likely that these resources will give students the excuse to miss classes, but there's no doubt they are also a useful bank of information to help revise for exams. Whatever the case, it's clear that technology is changing the way students learn forever.
Recording 2.
Do you want to study for a degree but don't want to quit your job? Well, now you can with StudyUp. StudyUp is an online college with a difference. We don't just offer you course material to download and learn. All our online tutors are available to talk to you face-to-face via video messaging software. They will help you with any problems you are having with the course and give you the motivation to succeed in your learning goals. And you'll love our easy-to-use website, which allows you to continually monitor your progress. From accounting to drama, we offer a huge number of degree courses. To see a full list and to fill in an online application, please visit our website at www.studyup.ac.uk.
Recording 3.
Hi, Sarah. I didn't see you at the history lecture this morning. Where were you?
Oh, hi, Alan. Well, I woke up with a splitting headache, so I've only arrived on campus now.
Oh, that's a shame. Do you need to borrow my notes? I'll be reading here for a while if you'd like to sit down at a desk and copy them.
No, it's okay. I've already downloaded an audio file of the lecture onto my smartphone. I'll listen to it later when I'm on the bus home.
Oh yes, I always forget about them being online. Luckily, I haven't missed a lecture yet, so I haven't needed to download them.
Well, you should anyway. I find that they're very useful for revising for exams. Sometimes I listen to old lectures while I go jogging in the park.
Really? I think listening to Professor Gregson's monotonous voice for 1 hour a day is enough for me.
Recording 4.
For years, students of all ages and levels have been carrying heavy textbooks from classroom to classroom. But that no longer needs to be the case. Technology exists nowadays that can allow students to store all their learning material on a small, lightweight device. Products such as e-readers and tablet PCs can also be very affordable, and electronic versions of books are often far cheaper than their paper versions. All this means that, assuming schools eventually take on the idea, students will never have to drag around heavy school bags ever again.
Recording 5.
Hi, Lucy. I heard from some students in my biology class that you were assigning them homework to complete online. How exactly are you doing that?
Well, it's not so simple, to be honest. I had to create my own website that allows me to create exercises online and for students to complete them online.
Wow, I would have no idea how to do something like that. Do you find it is better than setting regular homework?
Much better. I can see the score that my students get, as well as when they did the homework and how long it took them. Also, of course, it means my students don't have the excuse that their dog ate their homework.
Recording 6.
In 2012, the Wilden School in Hampshire, UK, held an after-school club where pupils worked in teams to design their own mobile phone apps. One success story to come out of the club was an app that provides an interactive map of the inside of a building. It shows you where in the building you are and the best route to take in order to get to the room you are looking for. The group of school children that designed the app got the opportunity to present their creation in front of industry experts. One investor liked the app so much that he paid a considerable amount of money to buy the rights to it from the students. And now it's available to download on most app stores.